Okay, today's daf is Sota, daf Lamed Ches, and today is Birchas Kohanim Day in Daf Yomi Land, and we are Lamed Zayin Amabez. On the bottom, we start the Mishnah of Birchas Kohanim. As we have mentioned, this Perek and the rest of the Masechta talk all about all different mitzvos in, or relating to the first Mishnah we had back on Daf Lamed Beis, relating to what is said, what must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, and what could be said in any language. So, on the list of items that must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, we had Mikra Bikurim, Chalitza, Brachas and Klalos, which we've spoken about for the past couple of days, and Birchas Kohanim. So, says the Mishnah, Birchas Kohanim Ketzad. How does one do the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim in general? So we know there are psukim in Parshas Naso that are the Birchas Kohanim. But how does one say it? How does one recite it for the mitzvah? Bimedina Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos. In the Medina, which means outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it is said, as we say it, as three separate brachas, with an amen in between, said as three separate psukim, and Uba Mikdash Bracha Achas, but in the Beis HaMikdash, it is said as one. Rashi says, Lefi She'ein Onin Amen B'Mikdash, Ve'ein Tzar Kanshum Hefsik. Right, you don't need a hefsek because there's no amen in the mikdash, as the Mishnah is saying in Maseches Brachas also. B'mikdash, continuing the differences, second difference. B'mikdash Omer es Hashem kichsavo. In the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's name is recited as it is written, and Medina b'kinuyo. And outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is said not as it is written. What does kinuyo mean? So the Pashtus, Rashi says, and Tosfos says, this means that it said ado, as we pronounce it, right? Instead of saying yud and then a hey and continuing, but it's ado. Tosfos does quote a deya from Rabbeinu Hillel. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil O Eino, Tosfos quotes a deya that kinuyo here means that you really use a kinuy of Hashem, a nickname, so to speak, Elokim, Tzvakos, you know, one of those names, and Tosfos and Rashi implicitly rejects that. Velo mistaver. Well, you're going to put in a different name? Yivarechacha Elokim v'yishmerecha. You're going to make up a new pasuk? Yivarecha Tzvakos v'yishmerecha. Very unusual deya, but that is what Rabbeinu Hillel says, but we generally don't assume that way. Rashi and Tosfos both say what it means. Bimedina, third difference.
The actual pronunciation is the same.
The actual pronunciation is, no, what do you mean? For Medina, in the Beis HaMikdash, they pronounced it as it is written, right? As is only said in the Beis HaMikdash. Third difference, again, number one is three brachas, one bracha, as it's written, or as it is read. Third difference, b'medina hakohanim nosim es kapei yedehem keneged kitfehen. In Medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, kohanim, when they lift up their hands, nesiyas kapayim, that's what it's called, they lift up their hands are keneged kitfehem, they're opposite the height of their shoulders, u'bamikdash algabe rasheyan, but in the Beis HaMikdash is even higher, it's up, it's on their heads, because the shechina, as Rashi quotes, is lamala mikishri etzbosehem, so therefore, they have their hands even higher, as a reflection and an acknowledgement of the shechina that is lamala. Chutz mi kohen gadol, except for the kohen gadol, she'ina magbiyas yadav lamala menatzitz. The kohen gadol cannot have his hands above the tzitz, above the kodesh lashem on his forehead, and therefore, he does not lift his hands up, he just has them straight, as a kohen does outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Av kohen gadol magbiyas yadav lamala menatzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, his hands could be above the tzitz, it doesn't matter. Shneamar va'yisa Aaronis yadav el ha'am va'yavarechem. As it says that Aaron, a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, lifted up his hands, and we assume that means high up in the air. Couple of points. First of all, there's a machlokas rishonim. How to understand this Mishnah when the Mishnah says that in Medina they had him at the shoulders and in Mikdash they had him above? Is there a lechatchila in Medina to do it above, or is it meduyak? Right, the Ravid. Ravid writes in Maseches Tamid in Perek Vav that the Mishnah means maspik sheyarimu keneged kitfeihem ach adif laharim es yideihem me'al rosheihem. Right, the Ravid says no, lechatchila it's always good to have him higher, but in Medina you don't have to have it higher. It's okay to have it shoulder length. But other Rishonim, the Yireim, and others say no, it's bedafka. There should be a difference between what is done in the Beis HaMikdash and what is done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Number one. Number two, the other discussion is, what does the Mishnah say, according to the Tanna Kamma, that in the Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol does not lift his hands higher because of the tzitz. But wait a minute. What about tefillin? What about Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash? Excuse me, they're wearing tefillin. Tefillin have, according to at least one chazal, right, the Gemara Menachas says, a kal v'chomer from the tzitz to tefillin. The Gemara says, chayav adam l'mashmesh b'tefillin kol shah. You have to be mamashmesh. You have to feel and make sure they're in the right spot and always concentrate on them in every moment. Well, how do you know that? Says the Gemara in Menachas Nachlam and Vavim Abeis, kal v'chomer mitzitz. It's a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. If the tzitz, she'ein bo el Hashem echad, the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem on it, and the Torah still says, v'hayam itzcho tamid, shelo yasiach dai tumi menu, you can't have hezach adah, so surely with a tefillin. We mentioned that our anyone's tefillin pashtus have more kedusha than the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah is so worried about the Kohen Gadol lifting up his hands higher than the tzitz. But what about every Kohen lifting up his hands higher than the tefillin? Right. So why is that not a worry? So many different answers given. The Ravid there in Maseches Tamid says that tefillin were shahayu lahem tefillin gavohim. They had very tall tefillin. Right, they had very tall tefillin. And that's why, even if you lift up your hands, there was no worry. Okay, that is one. Meaning, enachinami, the Ravid is saying. Your hands can't be above your tefillin. So, but they had very tall tefillin. Rav Yashiv says, based on this answer, halacha l'maisa, let's say I'm wearing my tefillin after davening, I'm going to sit and learn a little bit. And I'm going to get a sefer from the top shelf of the bookcase. Says Rav Yashiv, you can't lift your tefillin. Can't you lift your hands above your tefillin? Says that's what he's according to this Ravid. What's the Ravid's answer? In a chinami, you can't lift your hands above your tefillin. Says the Rav Yashiv, Nimsa lahalacha ladas Ravid yesh lachsho shelo lagbi yada me'al tilav ukshebalotzi sefer me'alav yizoher shelo yagbi yada me'al rosho. You have to ask your friend who's not wearing tefillin anymore to go get it. The nimsa lagbi yada me'al tefillin va'aserhu. Wow, halacha lemaisa, says the Rav Yashiv. But there are, according to that Ravid, there are other answers. How do we figure out how it is that we could have it? Maybe we have that kal v'chomer menachas, but maybe it's not literal. It's not literal a kal v'chomer because, after all, you know why the tzitz might be more chomer in a sense. Why? Because there the Shem Hashem is begalui. Right, the tefillin, they're covered up. Yes, there's a shin and a dalet on the knots, and there's a quasi Shem Hashem, but it's not mamish a Shem Hashem b'ksav. So maybe in that sense, it's worse to have your tefillin hands over the tzitz than over the tefillin. So that would be a different answer. Or others say maybe the kohanim were not wearing tefillin at the time of their avoda, or various maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mis'avel brachas kohanim, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, so he's not as makbid when it comes to every day, just the Kohen Gadol. But that is an interesting discussion in the poskim relating to tefillin. Okay, let's talk for a moment about the general of the mitzvah of brachas kohanim. Again, this is the dafim and shas about it, so today's the day to have the discussion. Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah saseh. So we know the mitzvah, all the bonia mitzvahs counted. I'll read it from the Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah Shinai and Ches, Parshas Naso, Shenitztavu HaKohanim Sheyavarchu Yisrael Bechol Yom. Kohanim are commanded to bless Bnei Yisrael every day. How often? That is not clear in the Torah. The Stifler in Maseches Brachas has this on the list as one of those mitzvahs that no shear is given. Birchas Kohanim, davening, even Talmud Torah. What's the minimum? What's the minimum? So if the Torah does not specify, the Stifler writes, once a day, every day. The Torah does not give an exact requirement for the mitzvah. You could do more. You could give Birchas Kohanim 8 times a day if you're in a minyan factory and you're in the mood to give a lot of brachas. But Me'ikar Adin, once a day, every day, is what is required. That is the shear that is not mefurish in the text. Says the Minchas Chinuch v'nira, but because it's a once a day every day, but there is a moment in time when the mitzvah falls upon you, and that is at Ritzei, right when avodah starts. If you don't want to have to go up for Berachas Kohanim, then take yourself out of the situation. As we know, halacha l'maisa, a kohen who's not going to be duchening will leave the shul before Ritzei, before avoda starts. We'll get back to that by the Shem on Amud Beis, and therefore they won't be in the position. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'nireh, Da mitzvah hi b'chol pam eima shemavarchin mekayim mitzvah. Whenever you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah. V'mavarchim kama pamim b'yom mekayim b'chol bracha mitzvahs asay. Every moment. Avol zeh kamo mitzvah tzitzis. But he says it's like tzitzis. Dim ein lo beget shol dalet kanfos eino over ba'asei. Rak eino mekayim. If I don't wear a four-quartered garment, okay, I don't get the mitzvah, but I don't do anything wrong. Ubelovish below tzitzis, overall mitzvahs asei. But if I'm wearing a four-quartered garment without tzitzis on it, that's the problem. So to here. Da mitzvah b'chol yom hu over im eino mevarech. Rak im mevarech pamachas eino over od. Da mitzvah mechuyeves hirach b'chol yom pam achas. Right, it's once, but if you do it, right, meaning every day is like a four-cornered garment. But once you did it once, so then you're wearing you wore a four-cornered garment, but more than that is up to you. So Pashas is, the mitzvah is on the Kohanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizake, the Kohanim, to give a bracha to Am Yisrael, his special servants. There is a shita of the Charedim. The Charedim is one of the early commentaries on the Yerushalmi, not early of the Achronim, commentaries on the Yerushalmi, and the Charedim writes, who made this Charedim famous? Well, a number of Achronim, but the Bir Halacha, Bizman Hazeh. The first Bir Halacha in Hilchas Birchas Kohanim quotes this Charedim as a Hagdama to the Halachas of Birchas Kohanim. Mr. Brewer says in the beginning of Mitzvah Shin, Simen, Kuf Chavches, Kasev Sefer Charedim, Mitzvahs Aseh Lovare Kohen Es Yisrael, Shneimar Kosev Aruch was Bnei Yisrael, good, mitzvah on the Kohanim, V'Yisrael Ha'omdim Panim Keneged Pnei HaKohanim B'Shtika, Yisrael, who stand in front of the Kohanim quietly, U'mechavnim Libam L'Kabel V'Rachasam K'Dvar Hashem, and we have Kavana to accept the Bracha, Heimnami B'Chlal HaMitzvah, Ad Kan L'Shono. They are also included in the mitzvah. What does that mean? So the Charedim is quoted as assuming there's not only a mitzvah on the Kohen and Mavarech, but there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to be Misbarech, for the Yisraelim to get the bracha. That is the shita that's quoted of the Charedim. The Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Bamidbar discusses what exactly this means. The Kohanim is saying the bracha. Right, Yisraelim don't say the bracha. Right, it's our mitzvah to be misbarech by the Kohanim. So there must be the difference between the bracha and the mitzvah. The bracha and the dibur, that's said by the Kohanim, the maisa. But the Yisrael, who is listening, is included in the mitzvah. Are they fulfilling a mitzvah? They're mishtatef in the mitzvah. Mishtatef. Not exactly the same, he says, like the Ran. Which Ran? The Ran in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, where the Rishonim discuss the mitzvah of marriage / puravu, one mitzvah, two mitzvos, and the Mefarshim there explain, how could the Gemara seem to say that women are included in the mitzvah if they're not included, if they're pturas, they're exempt from puravu? It's a Beferish Gemara in Meseches Yevamos. The Ran says they're siyua. They're misayeya. For whatever reason, technical reasons, they have to be exempt, but they're very, obviously, very involved in the mitzvah. So, Minchas Asher says it's not exactly the same, but he quotes that in this context as well. V'nira, he writes, because there bracha l'chud u'mitzvah l'chud. V'afta ha'bracha ne'etzeles af al am shebesados. And even the people outside the shul, bevadai einhem bechlal kiyam ha'mitzvah. The kiyam ha'mitzvah, you have to be inside, and if you're inside, then you can be mishtatef in the mitzvah. The bracha might be extended even if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But that is that's the charedim. He quotes a machlokas achronim. What does that mean? The Ma'ari Asad assumes it's like that. Ran l'sayeya, and the Chassam Sofer holds yesh mitzvah be'etzem al Yisrael lehisbarach mipi hakohanim. It's a mitzvah on the Yisrael. There is an interesting machlokas achronim. What happened? It might relate to how much is it a mitzvah or not. If somebody comes up. Often in Eretz Yisrael, here we have the schus of having Birchas Kohanim every single day, which we'll talk more about B'Hashem in a minute. What happens if you're in the middle of Tefillah B'Lachash, and they get up to Birchas Kohanim? What does one do? It's amazing that's not explicit anywhere. There's no Gemara, there's on the Shulchan Aruch. What do you do if you're in the middle of Birchas Kohanim, middle of Shmona Esrei? So we know what we do by Kedusha, that's Beferish, that's in the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, right? So what do you do by Birchas Kohanim? Machlokes, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Al Yashif. Rav Moshe and Rav Vosner, both paskin, you stop and you listen. Just like Kedusha and the Chazon Ish. They all quote, you stop and you listen. And Rav Yashiv paskins, no. Yamshech betilasa v'nimuko imo. Why? Rav Yashiv says, you're no worse than people outside. that are, as the Gemara says, Am Shebesados, the nation in the fields, which we'll get to on Amud Beis, Be'ezus Hashem, that are included. So, you know, where's the Nam? And they're not hearing it, so you might as well continue. But what's the answer? Says Rav Asher Weiss, even if you're outside, you might be included in the bracha, but you wouldn't be included in the mitzvah, as the Charedim says. So even if you are better than them, you could be part of the mitzvah. So maybe that's why Rav Moshe and the Rav Rosner and the Chazon Ish all hold, no, you do stop, because you want to be included in the mitzvah, even without stopping, you'd be included in the bracha. Okay, one final point by way of generalities, and that is Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. There is a famous mystery in Berachas Kohanim. Why is it that Berachas Kohanim is not done in Chutz La'aretz, Bizman Hazeh? After all, it's nothing related to Eretz Yisrael. What does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramah quotes, the Ramah is whenever the Ramah will quote a number of reasons for something, you know, it's really very difficult to find the reasons. So I'll try three of these reasons, and hopefully one of them will be the true. Lamaisa, though, that's the Metzius. The Metzius is that it's not done in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Ramah, Nagu, Kuf Chavches, Sif, Mem, Beis. Nagu, B'chol Medinos, Elu, She'enosin, Kapayim, Ela, B'yantif. Why? Mishum, She'oz, Shruyim, B'simchas, Yantif. Then we have Simchas Yantif, V'tov Lev Hu Yivarech. Masha Enkein B'Shar Yamim, Afilu B'Shabsos Hashana. Other days you don't. Even on Shabbos, why? She'terudim B'Hirhurim Al Mechyasam, V'Al Bitom Alachtam. Right? We're focusing on, we're not able to make a living, it's difficult. V'Afilu B'Yantif. And even on Yantif, you only do it by Tfilas Musuf. She'yotim Azmi Beis HaKnesses, V'Yismichu B'Simchas Yantif. Right? That's it. That's what the Ramah says. And some say this, and some say Ni'ila. But he only quotes one real reason, but he says, but he gives more limitations. That's the Ramah, that we're not fully besimcha, right? That is, what does that mean? Why does it have to be done besimcha? It has to be done ba'ava, right? Why not? Why simcha? Because of that pasik, right? So it's really the reasons coming after the minhag. For some reason, the minhag is that it is not done, and that is what is quoted. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Uberetz Yisrael, Ubechol Malchus Mitzrayim, HaMinag Lisa Kabayim Bechol Yom, Vaposkim Kilsu L'Menagam Hazeh, Vaposkim Praise the Minag, right? Because it's a bitul asay. It's a bitul asay not to do Berchas Kohanim. What about Yom Kippur, right? Are you B'Simcha then? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, yes, because there's Simchas Slicha U'Mechila, right? And therefore, says the Levush, that's also a Simcha. And maybe it's the Levush L'Shitaso. Which Lishitaso, the Levush discusses, why is it that we're allowed to have announcements of the psukim by Dabar Moshe, by Shamron Israel? Isn't that a break of Smichas Gula Tfila? Right. So the Gemara says you can't have any break. Hashkivenu is already a stretch. So the Tur quotes Vishamru. No, it's okay, because if we would keep. Two Shabbosos, we would have Geula. So the Tur says that's why Vishamru is not a hefsek, because it's Geula Arichta. That works for Vishamru. What about the other psukim? What about Vayadaber? So the Achronim say, oh no, they're all Zeichelitzias Mitzrayim, all the Chagim. So it's all related to Geula, so it's not a Hefsek. What about, so now the Levush comes in. What about Rosh Hashanah, Tikka B'Chodesh Shofar? No, that's Geula Hasida, Tikka B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiruseinu. That's one of the things we think about by Shofar. What about Yom Kippur? Ein L'cha Geula Sanefesh Gadol Mizeh. It's no greater day. So maybe that's like this Levush about Simchas Yantif. Right, it's yes, Yom Kippur, Simchas, Licha, Mechila, Gulas, HaNefesh. Right, so that's why it is okay. But it's still a mystery. After all is said and done, it's still a mystery. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, famously, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that Vada ein shum tam nachol neminageinu. Levata mitzvah zaseh debrechas kohanim kol hashana kula. There's no good reason. I'm saying it outright. There's no good reason. The kasvu demina garuahu. It's as if a bas kol went out. It's so clear. Umukubalni, I have a misora. Sheshnei gdole ador. Right, two of the greats. Right, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Nasan Avler. Two of the greats. That's who is known. That who he's talking about. Bidoros shelafanenu. Kol echad bimkomo. Ratza lahanhig nesias kapayim b'chol yom. They tried. They planned. Yom Hamugbal, and when they planned on a certain day to do it, Nisbalbel Ha'inyan. Right? Something happened. The Torahs were stolen. There was a fire in the shul. All different. Velo Allah Lahem, Va'amru Sharoam Kimina Shamayim Nigzira Kane. Umitzadeh says, you see, that it's not meant, is not meant to be. Umitzad adin, and then he says, quotes the right, quotes the Rama from the Zohar, you need simcha, dumya to Aaron on the simcha, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, that's where it comes from, and maybe that's why it's simcha, but he says that is not really such a strong riot, but that's the minhag, right? This is one example where minhag mevatel halacha. Really an example that the minhag is, it was tried, and it's clear that it is not meant to be, except, of course, in the minhagim of the Svardim, some Svardic circles, Duchen, and Dubrechas Kohanim everywhere in the world, every day. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ko Sivarchu. We're going to have all the halachas, B'Lashon HaKodesh. That's the first one that has to do with us. Lashon HaKodesh, we can't translate the Birchas Kohanim. Ata Omer B'Lashon HaKodesh, O Einu Ela B'Chal Lashon. Is it Lashon HaKodesh or any Lashon? Omer Kan Kosav Archu. V'Nemar, it says here by Birchas Kohanim, V'Nomer Lahalon, Eilu Ya'amdu L'Varech HaZam. And it says, by Hagrizim and Arevol, Malahalon B'Lashon HaKodesh, Avkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Just like there was Lashon HaKodesh, as we spent the last 3 days talking about, so too here, it is Lashon HaKodesh. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Tzarech. No, you don't need Gzeres Shava. Hare you Omer. Ko. Ad sheyomer b'lashon hazeh. Ko means like this, specifically like this, and therefore you have to say it b'lashon hazeh. Tosfos on the first day asks, why do we have a gzeira shava between Birchas Kohanim and Hargrizim? It also says that lashon by benching. And by benching is b'chol lashon, as we know. Adarabe asks Tosfos, why don't we compare it to benching, b'chol lashon? Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar b'stavra, it makes more sense to compare it to Hargrizim and Arevo, because both of those are brachos that are explicit in the Torah. Both of those are mefurish, what the bracha is. To habrachas atzma nami mefurashos. The brachas and the klalos, and here, masha'enkein birchas hamazon. That's not mefurish. It's mefurish that you have to make a bracha. V'yachalta, v'savata, uverachta. But what is the nusuch of the bracha that is not mefurish, and therefore, it's less parallel. It's less connected, and therefore we'd rather compare Hargrizim and Arevel to Birchas Kohanim. We know the question of the Achronim. Once Chazal made a Lashon, if we don't say it in that Lashon, do you still get the Daraisa? Because after all, it's not Mefurish in the Torah? Right, or no, once Chazal told us what to say, we might not even have a separate Doraisa level. That's the question the Minchas Chinuch asks by the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right, whenever you have a nusach to say, and you make up your own nusach, after Chazal already said it, what is the din? Sorry, that's illustrated by Tosfos right here about Birchas Hamazon. That is number one. The Bali Musar also mentioned a svara, why Birchas Kohanim cannot be done in any language, besides the source here. And that is, there is so much included in those words that Hashem wrote. You don't want to limit it. You don't want to minimize it. If we translate it into any language, that wouldn't be as inclusive as the language that Hashem wrote. And that's why we want to leave it. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Right? What does every parent say? We don't give specific brachos to our children. We use the Nusach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, because that is the most inclusive. Most inclusive. The Ksav Sofer writes in Parshas Naso. That is why you find in some Svarim that Unkelus didn't even translate it. Because you don't want to, some have it, some don't have it. Right? Most Siddurim, I think there is an Unkelus that explains it and translates it. But what would be a reason not to? Right? It's based on the Medrash. Ksav Sofer starts with the Medrash, just remembering now. The Medrash says that HaKadosh, B'nei Yisrael go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we don't want brachas from Kohanim. We want a bracha from you. And Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to tell the Kohanim what to say. Meaning, it's going to be infinite bracha, because they're not going to say their own words. I'm going to give them what to say, and basically fill in the blank. Whatever is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know is ultimately a bracha. And he writes at the end there, because when a person gives a bracha, a human being, it's not a full bracha in that, do I really know what that person needs? I'll give him a bracha that he should get this job. I'll give him a bracha that this shidduch works out. Do I really know that's the best for him? I have no idea. But I'm giving a bracha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, he knows. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. Like we say, Hashem is Shomea Tfilah Barachamim. The Kabel Barachamim Uvrasan Tfilah Seinu. Right? We want Hashem to answer our tfilos with Rachmanis. And accept our tfilos with Rachmanis and not automatically if it is not good for us. We mentioned Rav Soloveitchik's unbelievable thought where he writes that you don't know how hard I davened that I shouldn't have to leave Europe. You don't know how hard I davened. And Baruch Hashem did not listen to me. and I was saved. That's what he says. We don't always know what's good for us. Okay, so that's din number one, Lashon HaKodesh. Next, Braisa, Tanya Idach, Kosavarchu Ba'amida. Kosavarchu is standing. Someone has to be standing. Who has to be standing? For sure, the Kohanim. The Kohanim have to be standing. The Magen Avraham quotes that the Tzibur is allowed to sit. Our minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that we stand also by Berchas Kohanim. The Yisraelim that are being misbarchim, they also stand. That is the minhag. But Meikar Adin, the Magen Avraham says that the Amida here is only going on the Kohanim. Ata Omer Ba'amido, Eino Ela, Afilo B'Yeshiva. Or even sitting never can cause Savarchu and Emer Lahalon, Ela Ya'amdu Lavarech, Malahalon Ba'amida, just like there is Ba'amida by Hargrizim and Areval, Afkan Ba'amida. Rav Nosson Omer, again, Eno Tzarech. Hare you Omer, Lishar, you don't need Xereshava. Lisharso, Ulavarech Bishmo. We compare Sherus, Avoda, and Berchas Kohanim, Ma Mishares Ba'amida. Af mivarech ba'amida. So you know, just like avod in the base of Mikdash has to be done by standing, so too bracha. Umisharis gufe minalan. And how do you know avoda? Dechziv la'amod lisharis. Right, that's how we know. That's one of the psulim of avoda, yoshev. Tosfos here says, on the last three skinny lines in Tosfos, if a Kohen gives birchas Kohanim sitting down, it is a bracha levatala, it does not work. It does not work, and he's not yotze the mitzvah, just like avoda. If you do the avoda sitting down, it is pasul. V'nira l'ri, kohen shebirach berchas kohanim b'yeshiva lo asa v'lo klum. Ho v'is kish bracha l'sherus. And by sherus, yoshev is mechala l'avoda. And therefore, avkan tzorach lachzer ulevarech me'umad. First wide line in Tosfos, you would have to do it again. Unbelievable comparison. And the achronim use this in many other contexts. Rishonim even, not only achronim. How far do you go with this comparison to avoda? For example, what if you have a Kohen who is a Baal Tshuva? A Kohen who mamish was a mumar, not just a Tinok Shenishba. What if you have a Kohen that was a mumar? He went over to the other religions, and now he came back. Is he allowed to duchen? What do we say by Avodah? The last daf in Maseches Menachos. The Tosfos there, based on the Gemara, talk about, can a mumar do Avodah? By Beis Chanyo, remember that other temple in Egypt that some Kohanim went to? So the halacha is that they're not allowed to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos, last Amud Aleph in Menachos, second to last Amud Aleph, I'm sorry, Kuftes, quote, Tosfos quotes the Sefer HaZahir, not sure what that is, Sefer HaZahir, Kasef, Kohen Shehemir Daito, Lo Yises Kapav, Velo Yikra Rishon, he doesn't get the first Avodah, the first Aliyah, Tichsiv, V'kidashto, V'hu Achle, L'kidushasei, so he compares it. Also a challah. A challah is for sure a Yisrael. That's a din daraisa. A challah is a Yisrael midaraisa. This is not clear. A challah, there's no discussion. That's in the Torah. That he's considered a Yisrael. But here, what about this case? Machlokas, he quotes Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. So on the side it says, B'tshuva shalo. Rashi quotes, no, he's kosher. He's like a balmum. So once the mum disappears, then he could do the that he's kasher l'duchen. Shai lo matzinu kohen ba mum shei pasul l'duchen elim ha'ilo mum biyadav. Right, but he's allowed to duchen. Right, that's a machlokas. What about if a kohen rachmana l'slan committed murder by accident? By accident, even in self defense, a kohen committed murder. Could he duchen? David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? He had blood on his hands, according to the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. He didn't do anything wrong. He was fighting Milchamas Mitzvah. But still, if somebody has blood, the Beis HaMikdash is a makam of Shalom. Right? Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo, Shalom Shelo, a man of peace, and therefore, by definition. So, do you compare Berchas Kohanim to Avoda, Beis HaMikdash, that he can't dochen? Discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, what about if Rachman al-Aslan, if a Kohen kills someone in a car accident? Again, these are very serious shilas. Ravadi has a tshuva about it. But it's all related to this line. How far do we go with the comparison between Birchas Kohanim and Avoda? The Gemara only has it by Amida. But all the Rishonim and Achronim extend it. Tanya Idach. Kosavarchu b'nesiyas kapayim. Uplifted hands. Ata omer b'nesiyas kapayim o'enu ela shalom b'nesiyas kapayim. No markan kosavarchu b'nemar lahalon. Vayisa aron es yadav. El ha'am b'yavarachem, but when he gave the bracha by the b'yom hashmini, on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he gave the bracha with uplifted hands, ma'alahalam, menesiyas kapayim, afkam, menesiyas kapayim. Kashle the Rabbi Yonasan. What do you mean? You're comparing it to the Miluim? Imala halan kohen gadol v'rosh chodesh v'avodah sibur. So why don't you go even further? Just like there, it's only the kohen gadol who gave the bracha, and it was Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and it was the special avodah sibur avkan. Maybe brachas kohanim is only kohen gadol v'rosh chodesh v'avodah sibur. So therefore, we have to have another makar, Rav Nosson Omer Eino Tzarech, Harehu Omer, Hu Uvanav Kal Hayamim. We compare the Kohen Gadol and his sons. Makish Banavlo, Mahu Benesias Kapayim. Just like the Kohen Gadol was Benesias Kapayim, that's Beforish in the Torah, Av Banav Benesias Kapayim. So too, the children. Viksiv Kal Hayamim, and it says all days, meaning not just Rosh Chodesh, Ve'iskish Bracha L'Sheirus. So fine, that is the makar, that it has to be done, B'nisiyas Kapayim. Rashi says, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. Right, the Gzeirah Shava, you can try to knock out, because of the comparison, but by a Hekesh, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. There is a Machlokes, Ala Torah. What Bracha did Aaron give? By the B'yam HaShmini. We're brainwashed by Rashi. Rashi says he gave Birchas Kohanim. Right, that's Rashi. The Ramban writes there, no, Ramban says he gave a special bracha of finishing the Mishkan. But the Machlokas Rashi Ramban, what bracha was actually said there? Viter, Vitanya Idach, next. Kosavarach was B'nai Yisrael, B'shem HaMefurish. The explicit name, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash at least. At Omer B'shem HaMefurish, O'enu Ela B'kinui, Tamalomar B'samu Es Shemi, Shemi HaMiyuchad Li. My unique name. Yochol af bigvulin kein. You might think even bigvulin. No markan v'samot shmi v'nemer lahalon. Lasum es shmo sham. Ma lahalon beis abchira. Just like in Dvarim. He's talking about the beis amigdash. Afkan beis abchira. Reb Yoshia amar eino tzarech. Again another makar. Hayo omer. Bechol hamakom asher azkir es shmi. Avo eilecha. Any place where I mention my name, I will come to you. Bechol makom zalkadaituch. Really? Everywhere? Right, Rashi. V'chi b'chol makom shem ha-miyuchan nizkar. You really mention Hashem's name everywhere? That's not true. Ela mikra zem misurasu. Right, switch around the phrases in the pasuk. B'chol makom asher avo elecha uveirach ticha shom askir eshemi. Wherever I come, special, and bless you, meaning Beis HaMikdash, there mention my name explicitly. V'heichan avo elecho v'erachticha b'beis ha-bechira, shom askir eshemi b'beis ha-bechira. So we know the Shem Hashem Mefurish, the Shem HaMefurish is only said, pronounced exactly in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And if somebody says that outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's one of the people in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. En lo chelav olam haba, ha-hoke es Shem ba'osi osav. Right, that is something to that one has to be aware of. Good. Rav Avadia, we mentioned this a long time ago, has a tshuva. There is a paragraph in Karbanos. Abaya Have Misader. Abaya Have Misader. Say the Amaracha Mishvah the Gemara. Leave it up a shol. It's a price, I think, in Maseches Yuma. Right, and the Rav Avadia talks about if you say that quickly, Abaya ends with a yud, and the next word is Havi. Hey, vav, hey. So if you say it quickly, it might be a chashasha pronouncing Shem Hashem. Right, if you say it quickly. So either you have to pause. Abaya. First of all, we should say it. Right, that's number one. Karbanos, we should say Karbanos. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachas, it might be mitzvah daraisa. Right, say Karbanos. Then Gemara, Yuma, it's Ki'ilu, we brought the Karbanos. But if you say Abaya, Have, so Rav Avadia says, make sure you have a pause. Or he says, I flip the words. Right, I forgot the exact lashon. Havi Masadra Abaya, something like that. Right, he flipped the word, so there's no worry. Okay, Tanya Idach, second wide line. Kosavar was bnei Yisrael, ainli ela bnei Yisrael. Geirim nashim avadim shacharim minayin. How do I know that you don't only give a bracha to bnei Yisrael, which often means the men of Israel, but it also includes the women, it also includes converts. Avadim shacharim minayin tamalomar amar lahem lekulhu, to all of them. What's the chiddush? Some point out, the chiddush is even if you have an entire shul of geirim, you still do that. Still bake them, give the bracha. Tanya ida kosavarchu, panim keneged panim, face to face. Ata omer panim keneged panim, o enu ela panim keneged oref. Or do you say, no, the kohanim are facing front? No, they're facing back. Tamalomar, amar lahem, ka'adam ha'omer lechadeiro. So there's a requirement of panim keneged panim. Tanya idach, similarly, kosavarchu b'kolram, it's got to be out loud. Oenu ela balachash, or quietly. Tamalomar amar lahem kadam shomer lechaveiro. You have to say it out loud. So these two halachas, the panim el panim and kol ram, they caused a big stir a big stir in the 1800s. Why? Rav Bezalel Mivilna took a trip to Italy one time to check out the Esrogim in Italy about Merkava or not, but he came back and told the Beis Halevi, I was in Italy and I saw that one, all the Kohanim went up and only one Kohen said it out loud. And they all did Shomea Kaone. They all did Shomea Kaone. He quoted that in that Minog. And the Beis Halevi said, what? Beis Halevi says, that's wrong. This is the Beis Halevi at the end of Brachos, in the Inyanim Shonim. At the end of Brachos, he quotes, Masha Amar Chacham Echad. But Rav Yashav quotes, it was Rav Bezalel Mivilna. Masha Amar Chacham Echad, Bebirchas Kohanim. That one could do it? No way! Shomea Kaone only acts that someone is your mouthpiece. But if there is a way that you have to say the words, not just say the words, then Shomea Kaone doesn't transfer that. And here you have to say it, Kol Rum. You're not Kol Rum if you're listening. You're not Panim Pal Peh. You're not talking to your friend. And therefore Shomea Kaone is not does not work there. And this is the big discussion in the other Achronim say it does work. If you look in some sources, I saw in the Biur HaDaf, they quote that Rav the Ar Sameach asked Rav Chaim this kasha, you know, how could your father say that? What about Kiddush? Kiddush has to be done ala kos. But everybody says that you could use Shemeach Kona by Kiddush. You know, who doesn't say that, right? So, and other others, Mikra Megillah has to be Mitoch Aksav, right? Not everybody has Aksav, Megillah in front of them. So Reb Chaim has to try to explain how Birchas Kohanim might be unique amongst all of these dinim. There's a special din of Mashmia and Shomea. This din of Kol Rum and Panim El Panim, when you talk, might have a special din, and that's why the Beis Halevi said it didn't work. Either way, it's an important discussion to be aware of. Okay, let's continue. Amar Abaya, three lines from the bottom. Naktinon, we hold. Lishnayim kore kohanim, v'la'echad eno kore kohen. Shenemar amar lahem lishnayim. We know the minhag is to have a makri. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to have a makri. Kohanim, right? In chutz la'aretz, the minhag is really for the chazen to say it. For the chazen, different minhagim, the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Whether the chazen says the whole paragraph, up until kohanim, v'kevaseinu, barchenu up until kohanim, or he just skips to kohanim. Okay, one should follow their the respective minhag. But in Eretz Yisrael, right, it's not said, just kohanim is said by someone. But the minhag is only to say it when there are at least two kohanim. Not one, because it says amar, lahem. The amar of Chizda, naktinan we hold, kohen, kore kohanim, vein Yisrael, kore kohanim. The chazin, who is a kohen, calls kohanim, but not the Yisrael. Shenemar amar lahem, amira mishelahem tehei. The amira is also from them, even from the Kohanim. That is what is V'hilchas HaKavasi D'Abaya. We hold like Abaya, the first line, meaning you call out the two Kohanim and not one Kohen. V'les Hilchas HaKavasi Rav Chista. But we don't call like Rav Chista. If the Chazin is a Kohen, he does not call out Kohanim. What does he do? What does a Kohen do? So that is mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch, but what the Shulchan Aruch says is not generally what the Minog is. The Shulchan Aruch will get, well actually, you know what? Let's wait with this, because Anam Abayz is going to talk about it more, so let's wait, and then we'll come back. Let's continue. Simin, Mis'av el-Bracha, Duchen Bavoda, Kos, Makir, Nen, Bagala. Okay, so we have, Be'eglo, we have about the Simin, the mnemonic, so to speak, to remember all of the elements of Birchas Kohanim, the eight elements. The eight statements that are going to be said right now. Number one is Misave. What's that? Amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misave LeBerchas Kohanim. How do we know that Hashem desires? Hashem loves Berchas Kohanim. Shenemar V'samu Hashmiya Bnei Yisrael V'ani Avarachem. I'm going to do it. I want to do it. Rashi says this shows that there is a need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a need, right, to do it. If you look in the Maharal says here in the Chidushi Agados, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sibas Kol Hasibos, Ukav Yachol, Eino Yachol, Shelo Lahashpia, Mituvaso Lebruav. Hashem B'mahuto is a mativ. Who hativ umativ yativ lanu. That's what he is. And when he can't be mativ, Kav Yachol, that he's in pain. And it's holding him back. That's why Hashem is misave lahavdil Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, at the beginning of Vayera, what does the Torah say? He was in more pain that guests weren't coming than he was from his operation. He was misave for Chesed. He was the first Jew. He was mahu afata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Maharal is misave to do good. Ubirchas Kohanim hi abracha v'ashefa amushlam. This is the ultimate a mechanism that Hashem created to be meitiv his shefa on Am Yisrael. V'lachein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol mis'avela sha'al yada yuchal lehashpia hashpa'a shelema. That's the Maharal right here. The Ben Yoyada also talks about here the special love that has to... You know what, let's wait and do this in the next piece. But also the special love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and he transfers that to the Kohanim. Let's continue. Number two. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol kohen shemavarech misbarech. V'she'ena mavarech, ein misbarech. Any kohen that gives a bracha himself gets blessed. You know, he might think, oh, I'm giving a bracha, what about me? No, he gets blessed. V'she'ena mavarech, ein misbarech. Shene'amar va'avarcha mavarechecha. Right? As Avram Avinu was told, I will bless those that you bless. Says here, the Ben Yoyada says, Demashakasav she'ein mevarech ein mezbarech ein kavana she'ein mevarech lagamrei tezulo etzarech lameimar. Obviously, if the kohen is not giving a bracha, he's not doing a mitzvah. No, but it means if you don't give a bracha fully with a full heart and a full mind, acha kavana de'ein mevarech b'leiv shalem ela misofa v'lachutz ta'akohen tzarech levarech me'ahava v'kiven tzarech levarech b'leiv gamkein nimsa bracha shalem kfula mitzara peh u'mitzara leiv. Utravayu boy me ahava. Right, and that's what you need. You need in the explicit and also in the heart. And that's why Ava times 2, right, Ava times 2 equals 26, right, which is Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, and when you have the double love, that's when you're really being a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ben Yoyada, and that's where you need that outward love and inward love as well. Good. Levi, call coin. Over any coin who does not go up to the duchin, he violates three assays. Kosavarchu amar lahem v'samu eshemi. Right, you have to duchin. It's a big mitzvah, and that just makes it more mysterious that where it's the in chutz la'aretz. It's so. How many mitzvahs does the Gemara say Hashem is misave for that mitzvah? And this gufa is the one mitzvah that they don't do in chutz la'aretz. So it's sad. It's terrible. Another reason to make aliyah. Rav Amar Choshishin Shema Ben Grusha O Ben Chalutza Hu. Rav said it's even more serious. Not only does he not fulfill the mitzvah, but if a kohen doesn't go up, you should be choshish that he's not a kohen. Be choshish that he's a chalal. Velo pligi, and there's really no machlokes, ha de salak leprakim, ha de lo salak leprakim. If he goes up once in a while, Rashi says, like on chagim, so then you're not worried that he's a chalal. But he's just being mevatel the mitzvah. If he never goes up, then you have to be nervous. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kol kohen she'ena ole ba'avoda, shuv eina ole. If a kohen does not go up during ritzei, so then, which is avoda, so then he doesn't go up. He blew it. He missed it. That's the time period to go up. Shene'emar v'yisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am v'yivarachem. Aaron lift up his hands v'yivarachem and he gave them a bracha. V'yered me'asos hachatas v'ha'ola v'ashlamim. Right after he finished doing the avoda. So you see, for the pasuk, the context is avoda. Malahalan ba'avoda, afkan ba'avoda. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about something important. Eini, is that really true? V'yahar Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi Salki. They went up after avoda. Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi me'ikara ha'akri karayo. They were on their way. As long as a kohen leaves his seat and is on his way, he's washing his hands, he's running in. That's all good. It's only if he stays in his seat and doesn't move until after avoda, that's the problem. But if he's on his way and he's moved, that's okay. Mamti lo havi mati hasam. They just didn't get there yet. Ugdatani Rav Oshia, similar, like Rav Oshia says, lo shanu ella, in a totally different context, lo shanu ella shalo akares raglav, aval akares raglav ole. Right, if he didn't move. I'm sorry, that's talking about what we're talking about. This is only where he can't come up if he missed an avodah, if he didn't move at all. But if he moved, then he can't come up. Vitznan nami, and now we also have a similar context, quoted from a Mishnah in Brachos. Im avtachaso, shenosi es kapav. If the chazan promises that he could be able to duchen and v'choz l'tfilaso, and then continue being the chazan afterwards, choz rashoi, then he's allowed to duchen. V'yavina ba, right, and that's why bizman hazeh, kohanim duchen. Because, even if you're the chazan, because we have sidurim, sidurim are considered havtacha. He's not going to lose the place. So that's why if a kohen is a chazin, the minhag is that he also duchins today. V'havidan b'halo akar. I, the kohen, who's the chazin, didn't move. I thought you have to move during avoda. Ella did not porta. No, he moves a little. Hachanami de Akarpurta. So it works for the Chazan, it works in general. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch quotes. We don't do this today. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that when the Kohen is the Chazan and he wants to Duchen, so during Ritzeh, he should like move his feet a little bit. Like just go, like bump up a little bit to show as if a little movement. And then he walks up to the Duchen and Duchen's with the other Kohanim and then walks back down and finishes Sim Shalom. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. We don't do that today. We do the flip. We do the Kohanim flip around where they are and then they flip back. But that is, that's what the Gemara is referring to. That the Kohen, who is the Chazan, has to be oker a little bit his leg. I guess like the minhag of doing in Kedusha. And in that way, show that he's expressing that he wants to go during Avoda. And then he goes up. And again, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf, quotes, this Gemara, which is Delo Kimin Hagenu. The other important point though to mention in Avoda is, twofold. Number one, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has another explanation why maybe we don't do Birchas Kohanim Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't really quote it in why Dafka Chutz Laaretz, but another reason why not to do it says the Chassam Sofer. Nowadays, today we do Tfila B'makam Avoda. Tfila B'li Kavana is not Nechshav Avoda properly, and therefore we don't have proper Avoda today. That wouldn't explain Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laaretz. But that's what he writes in a tshuva. Or a Chaim Simon Chav Gimel, you can't do Birchas Kohanim because you don't have proper avoda. That's what he writes in Simon Chav Gimel. Simon Chav Gimel, I just want to see if does he mention Eretz Yisrael. Dafka Chutz Laaretz, v'nirli tam pashit. And he says, kapayim ksib b'kra achar avoda. Oh, tfila b'makam avoda. V'ain safek. Kishain avoda ritzuya vi pigol chas v'shalom gam perchas konim lo tachol alam esbarchim ve'heyos b'avonu seino rabim kol yemos achol trudim alamichya. Oh, that's what he's saying, explaining based on that Ramah that we can't have proper kavana. So he's saying that in Eretz Yisrael we all have great kavana in davening, and therefore it's real avoda, and therefore that's why perchas konim can work. It does should motivate everyone to have better kavana, to make it real avoda. The other issue, though, on this line of avoda is the achronim. The achronim wonder. There is a suggestion of the Karen Ora, and Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau also say this, that birchas kohanim d'oraisa is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Real avoda. And outside the Beis HaMikdash is only d'rabanan. That's what they suggest. Most assume no. What doesn't sound that way from the Gemara? It sounds like we're comparing the bracha of avoda in Shmon Esrei to the real avoda. That's just the limud. So Rov Achronim assume that Birchas Kohanim everywhere is a daraisa. You don't get the impression anywhere. The Karen Ora writes, I think this misvara, even though I see it seems like nobody says this. The Karen Ora writes this, Luli de Mistafina. I would say that, even though all Rishonim and Achronim hold this mitzvah daraisa everywhere. But that's just to note that there is a minority shita that says that. But the other issue is, so avoda is daraisa. Asks, the question was given to Reb Chaim, we know there's a famous machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, whether davening every day is a mitzvah or not, and the Ramban, mitzvah daraisa, and the Ramban says, you don't have to daven every day, midaraisa, only be'isara. Asked Reb Chaim, what do you mean? So, davening, according to the Ramban, is derabanan, birchas kohanim is daraisa. Is that possible? You're going to have a davening, which is a context derabanan for birchas kohanim daraisa? Says Reb Chaim, no. Even the Ramban, who says that there is no chiyuv to daven every day midaraisa, if you do daven, it is a kiyum daraisa. Right, it's recognized on a daraisa level. You have to say that, said Reb Chaim, because that's avoda. That's what the Emek Bracha in the Sias Kapayim quotes that idea from Reb Chaim. Okay, let's continue. V'yom Reb Shua ben Levi, fifth statement of Reb Shua ben Levi. So the first four were about Berchas Kohanim. Now we expand out. Einosin Koshal Bracha Levarech El Tovayin. You only give the person the coast to bench if they are Tov Ayin, if they are generous of spirit. Rashi, Sone Betza V'gomle Chesed B'mamonan. Right, Tov Ayin. Why is this? The Marsha says, because the Mavarech has to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. So that's why you wanted to give a good bracha, nice bracha, so Tov Ayin. The Mefarshim explained that we don't have this limitation today. We let anybody bench. Shenemar Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Ki Natsan Milachmo Ladao Al Tikri Yivorach Eli Yivarech. Don't say blessed, but bless. V'yom Reb Shua ben Levi Minayin Shafilu Ofos Makirin Betzarei Ha'ayin. How do you know that the whole universe, even the birds, recognize those who are miserly? Shenemar Ki Chinam Mizora Hareshes Be'enei Kobal Kanaf. And you have the reference to birds. V'yom Reb Shua ben Levi over Balav. If anybody gets benefit from a tsare ayin, and that's not a good idea. Get benefit from others, not the tsare ayin. They want to be left alone. Shenemar al tilcham es lechem ra ayin v'gomer ki kamosh sha'ar benafsho kenu echol ushasei yomar lach v'gomer. They'll say they want you to take it, but really they don't want you to take it. So you don't want people to be begrudgingly giving you things, and therefore don't take it from them. Meaning, if you know somebody really doesn't want to give you something, don't ask for it. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak gomar over b'shnei lavin al tilcham v'al tisav. Right, don't lust for it, don't want it. That is the second phrase. V'yom Rav Shimon Levi, last one. Ein egla arufa ba'a ela b'shvil tsarei ayin. Egla arufa, which we're going to talk a lot about in this Masechta later, is because tsarei ayin, people who don't give, shnei amar, as we know, the ceremony, v'yanu v'yamru yadinu lo shafu chos adam hazeh. The zakenim say, we didn't spill this blood. V'chiyal libeinu. Also, Shazikne Baz and Shofre Damim, would we really think the greatest rabbis are the ones that killed this person? Ella, it means indirectly. Lobalia Denu Upitranua. He didn't come to our city and we didn't send him out without food. Falo Reinua Vihinachnuhu. Lobalia Denu Pitranu below Mazonos. Lo Reinu Vinachnuhu below Lavaya. And therefore, it's not our fault. And that is Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement about Egla Rufa and Sare Ayin. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Amar Ada. We'll continue with other Birchas Kohanim issues coming up. We'll get to other general issues, the Hiratzons to say at the time of Birchas Kohanim, when do you say the Amen, right? These couple of Dafim right here are Birchas Kohanim Dafim. Then we'll get to the next Mishnah, which will bring up other Sugyas as well.